Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
And welcome, ladies and gents, to the Ray Lucia program. Glad to have you on board for this hour of Money Power. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to chat. Emails at raylucia.com, RAYLUCIA.com. Lots on the agenda today. Lynn Rowe will be joining us in a little bit, certified financial planner. Your emails a little bit later on in the show. In fact, if you email me during the course of this program, I will put it right to the front of the list. In the meantime, we have Ann or Annie, Jonathan, Harry, Veronica, you all are coming up here on today's show. We have a lot on the agenda. I don't know if I can get to all of it, but I will over the course of this hour and other hours. And I mean, I've told you this before, just don't want to miss much of this program. If not, go to the podcast, check it out online, RayLucia.com. Elements of retirement planning that employees can't leave to chance. Marlene Satter wrote about this, and it's good stuff. I'll get a chance to cover that. Different ways you can cut costs in retirement. I'll talk to that that friend of mine, Lynn Rowe. No, she's very frugal when it comes to this kind of stuff. And it's funny because I've never been frugal in my life. I'm embarrassed to say that in many respects, but I don't know. I just didn't grow up that way. Even though my parents were poor, they were always inviting people from the neighborhood over for spaghetti and meatballs. And how they survived, I do not know. Well, I think I do know. My brother at 16 went to work at the grocery store and just gave him his paycheck every single month, except whatever it cost him for that GTO. Man, he had the hottest car in high school. Babe Magnet, you better believe it. Sorry, Joe. In either event, but he did. He seriously helped the family and was, I'm sure, very much appreciated. But that's what we do with the Italian families. Like, you know, what's mine is yours. What's yours is mine. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
Forget about it.
But it's really not. I start today with this one because I've gotten several emails on it over the years. I don't really cover it that often. Who pays for your debts after you're gone? Who are you sticking the debt with? Sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray Lucia program. So, obviously, losing a loved one, a parent, a sibling, et cetera, is difficult enough. But what happens if they leave behind some debts, like a mortgage and credit card bills, auto loans, and all that stuff? Who is responsible to pay those bills? I should also add, what about long-term care expenses? The so-called filial laws of the state. Look it up. It's with an F. The filial laws of the state. Because there are some states. In fact, there was a famous court case out of Pennsylvania a few years back where the court actually stuck it to the kids to pay for the parents' long-term care expenses. Now, most states do not enforce those. I think there's still 30-some-odd states that have them. I can ask Lynn about that a little bit later on. But what usually happens is when people die, the money that they owe creditors, everyone from their mortgage lender to their auto loan provider to their credit card companies, is collected from their estate. So some kind of a liquidating trustee comes in and sells estate assets, including the home. So if you want to pass the home down to your kids, you better make sure that the home is paid for, the kids have enough money to pay the mortgage off, because the lender comes in first position. If they don't get paid by the kids, they're going to force a sale. But it does, in some instances, get a little more complicated. Dan Rafter wrote about this just the other day. Here's what he says. In reality, money matters can get more complicated after the death of a loved one. This is especially true when you lose a spouse. Now, in most states, you won't be responsible for any debt that your spouse left behind when he or she died, as long as the debt was his or her sole and separate property. Now, in order for it to be sole and separate property, more than likely, you'd have to live in a sole and separate property state. That would be any state except Alaska, Arizona, California, Idaho, Louisiana, Nevada, New Mexico, Texas, Washington, and Wisconsin. Those are all community property states. Keep in mind that in a community property state, the spouse is usually responsible to cure the debt of the deceased spouse. So if you live where I live in California and your spouse runs up a bunch of credit card bills like people I know, you're going to be responsible to pay that back. In a separate property state, it's really the spouse that signs on the dotted line. Now, if you're both on the same credit card, obviously, you're going to have to pay. Also, there have been cases made where if a spouse goes out and buys something, I don't know, let's say like a car on a credit card that was in their sole and separate property name, but you have use of that car, they still may come after you. Talk to your lawyer about that one. But, I mean, it's just so much easier to have a life insurance policy or some means to pay off all the debts when you die. Have a bunch of cash in the bank? Fine. If you don't have a bunch of cash in the bank, somebody's going to be dealing with the debts. Now, you will not be responsible. So if your kids and you're the heirs and your parents were spendthrifts and ran up credit card bills, that will not be your problem. Now, understand, a lot of the credit companies, not necessarily the companies themselves, but the collection agencies they hire to go after whoever to get the money, will make you feel like it's your responsibility. What did you have to do with it? I mean, you may live in Oklahoma. Your parents may live in California. You know, what would you have to do with whatever bills they ran up, whatever homes they bought, whatever mortgages they have? You had nothing to do with it, and you will not be responsible. So don't let anybody intimidate you into believing you have this legal responsibility. There may be some moral responsibilities there. That's a different story. You've got to deal with the moral responsibility. For example, in a nursing home, if they didn't get paid the last payment or two or whatever, you know, they did the work. They probably deserve to get paid. But that's between you and the Lord. That's not a legal requirement. Now, most of the time, the nursing homes, the assisted living, the memory care centers make somebody sign a contract. And many times it's not the individual, or the individual is not of sound enough mind to do so. So check the fine print on that. Mortgages, as I said, they're going to sell the house in order to get the money to pay off the mortgage. So if, in fact, you want to leave the home in the family, leave enough money for the kids to pay the mortgage. And on that subject, by the way, it's a rare occasion, that I see kids that are over the age of, say, 40 years old They'll want the house anyway. They've got their own house. What are they going to do with yours? Move into it? Take their whole family and move into your place? Probably not. Now, maybe you've got a really nice house. It's a Ponderosa. They want to sell it. Remember, there's a stepped-up tax basis, so there's no capital gains tax upon death. I mean, unless you're worth more than 10, 11, 12 million bucks, there could be a federal estate tax. But for most people, like 99.3% of every human being in America, there's not going to be an estate tax. So I wouldn't worry about that, and there's no capital gains tax at death. We'll see what the Trump administration has to say about that in a few weeks with this new tax policy that's coming out. And we'll, I'm sure, have a lot of time to talk about that. And that's going to be, you know, bantied about in Congress for a while and fought over, I'm sure. So if you have a home and you want to leave it to the kids, first of all, have a discussion with them. And leaving it to the kids, plural, is many times an accident waiting to happen, too. One kid wants it. The other one wants it to be sold. They get in a fight. You're dead. Your kids are fighting. You don't like that from heaven or wherever you're going to be. So talk about that. Credit card debt, no. You have no responsibility on the credit cards unless you co-signed the application. Or unless you are on the credit card with them and use the money for yourself. You can be on the credit card with them, but if you didn't sign on the dotted line, you didn't use the money for you, it's their problem. Don't let anybody harass you about it. All right, we're going to talk about a whole bunch more, some of those elements of retirement planning that you can't leave to chance. That's coming up next. Stick around. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Dr. Matthew Brunke of Washington, D.C. specializes in the up-and-coming area of veterinary rehabilitation and pain management. Here's what he's working on now.
There's a lot of new fun things that are out there that we can look at for both diagnostics and treatment, specifically in the area of rehab and sports medicine. So what I do a lot in my practice now is diagnostic musculoskeletal ultrasound. So we can take those same ultrasound probes that we look at for our intestines, and now we can start to see into those tendons, into those muscle bellies, and where are they really injured and get a better diagnosis. And hand in hand with that, that now allows me to do targeted therapy so that when we do things like platelet-rich plasma and stem cell therapy that we can do in our dogs and hopefully soon our cats as well, now we have some really targeted treatments on cutting-edge stuff that combines our diagnostics and our treatments.
This pet trend is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit avma.org to learn about veterinary rehabilitation and other issues that are important to you and your pet. That's avma.org.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to glassdoor.com or download the app today.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show. You just never know what you're going to get out of Curtis. Welcome back. Lynn Rowe.
Hey.
In the house. How you doing?
Well, how are you?
You want to sing the little round with
me?
Yeah,
I just love that. Curtis is great with the music.
He's all right, funny. So my guest co-host here for this segment, Ms. Rowe, is a certified financial planner. I was talking about some of the elements of retirement planning that employees and individuals cannot take or leave, I should say, to chance. Huh. And so I'd like your professional opinion on these as okay. I go through them.
Okay.
First off, I think this one's pretty obvious. You do some kind of a budget. Now, back when I used to do financial planning this way, which now dates back many years, I would have people give me like 3 months worth of their checkbook statements and all that stuff.
Same thing.
And then multiply times four. But it doesn't always catch the expenses that just pop up, right?
Yeah, well, here's the way you do it, Ray. I'll tell you.
I want to know.
The checkbook, what's the total, the average total that you're taking out every month, right, for the last 4 months.
Yep, yep.
The average of your credit card expenditures, now your payments, forget the payments, the expenditures, that catches those things that you got caught short on and you just had to put it on
the card. Oh, you just paid the minimum payment, yeah. So the expenditure, that's good.
And then the third one was your ATMs.
Oh, yeah, I get cash all
poof,
the time.
Gone, yeah.
I've been doing a lot of cash lately.
Cash is good, but cash is dangerous because there's no record
no
keeping.
No record, yeah, that's
and
true.
And if you're not good about doing your own record keeping, guess what, the bank's doing
it. I spend my cash, and my wife always looks at the tips because I tip more with a credit card than I do with cash for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah.
I'm rounding up to the highest, 10 cents or whatever. And she always gives me this dirty look like I'm not tipping enough. So last night, I gave this dude like a 35% tip.
Oh, my.
Because I didn't have the exact change.
Yeah.
So instead of, a 10, all I had was a 20, and I threw the 20 in there. And I'm walking out. I said, honey, we just gave this guy a 35% tip, and he wasn't that good. I even sent my steak back. She said, so what? options for health care. We all know about part... B and D premiums. Mm-hmm. What are you recommending? Are you recommending like a United Healthcare? I see that ad on TV all the time.
Yeah.
Supplemental plan today?
Actually, what I do is I go shopping. We look at, again, same old story. I always do this. We look at all the carriers, the major carriers, and what do they cost? And they're pretty close. I mean, there are some that are much higher than others. And then I recommend people talk to their doctors and ask them, who's the one that gives you the least amount of grief? And in fact, I tell them, don't talk to the doctors. Talk to the billing staff and ask them, who gives you the least amount of grief before you select a carrier?
I had one of those plans for a while, and then why I don't have it today. It's complicated, but I had to wait 2 years because I had a health issue anyway, mm-hmm. so I'm coming up on that mm-hmm. right now. Open enrollment is just around the corner, as you know.
Yep.
So anyway, the services provider, the health clinic that I go to, mm-hmm. was a provider. So it was like 100%. You paid nothing. I went there and I got no bills whatsoever. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. And people get caught up in, do I get the F, the G, what do I do? there's some interesting little data about that. If people want to talk one-on-one, I can tell you, but the real reality is the one that looks like you're going to pay zero, you're actually paying more for the premiums.
Okay, see, now you just upset the apple cart with
me.
See,
what can I say?
All right, so now I've helped you do some business planning.
Yes, you have.
Will you help me do some health care planning?
I would be delighted.
All right, and you're not going to charge me?
No, sir.
You're going to charge me exactly what I charged you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Zippity-doo-dah.
One of the things you do need to take a look at is the possibility, and I'm not sure you should all do this, but consolidating some of the accounts may make some sense, because if you have an IRA, and if you have a 403B, and if you have a 401K plan, and when, not if, you turn age 70 and a half, you've got required minimum distributions from each one of those.
That's
you
right.
could consolidate them down to IRAs and just take it from one account.
Exactly. You just add up the numbers and pick the account.
But if you don't do that, unless you own more than five, for, you know, unless you are working at a company in which you don't own more than 5% of the stock, you can postpone taking a required minimum distribution from a qualified plan from your employer, but not a former employer. That there's still a required minimum distribution. And the penalty, well, it's not so bad. It's 50%.
Yeah.
Next one, make sure you understand all the options for Social Security. We've kind of beat this one to death over the years, and the rules have changed a little bit more recently. But I think the main one there is the spouse situation.
Yeah.
Are you worried more about you and your income today than you are about a survivor benefit for the spouse?
Right. Exactly right.
So many times it's better for the higher income individual to postpone until age 70, because that's really tantamount to a COLA life insurance policy. An insurance
exactly
policy
right.
An
it's
income.
Higher benefit, like you say, for your widower or widow. And the other thing is you're paying less taxes when you're working, because let's face it, when you bring that Social Security in, it's a little bit extra income and they jack up the taxes.
This one you're an expert in. What are you going to do about long-term care? This is the one that most people screw up on.
Oh, we don't need that.
Yeah, like I think I was reading one of those statistics from Christine Benz that I'm going to get into in a minute. It's like only 9% of the people have even addressed this issue.
Yeah. Why do we think that we have the kind, and I don't begrudge people who are medically indigent. That's what getting Medicaid is for.
So it's we pay
for
our taxes for it. Take care of the poor
take
people.
Take care of the poor people. But there are a lot of people out there that just could have afforded the premiums, decided not to, ran out of money, and didn't think it was going to cost nearly as much as it did. And now 70% of those people in those skilled facilities were paying for. You and I.
The next one, and we're going to talk more about that in a minute, make a survivor assessment. You and I just talked about this, but so many people have not really considered not only the survivor issues, but the legacy issues,
right,
which is a big concern of mine, because I think my grandkids are growing up in a totally different environment than us baby boomers. We had it pretty easy.
I admit a lot of clients I talk to have different feelings about that, and I just have to go with their feelings. Some say they'll be fine, and others say, no, they won't.
Legal documentation. This is another one you got to kick people in the pants to do. Wills, living trusts, durable powers of health care and directives and so forth. How do you motivate people to do that? I've seen so many, you know, some of them will do the living trust. They don't fund it. They think they've done the right thing, but they haven't done anything.
Well, for many years, I used to make the appointment with an attorney, physically meet them there, and sit through the appointment with them, and then send them a reminder letter saying, you know, this was all great, but you got to do it.
Doing it means transferring title. If you have a living trust and you don't have any of the assets titled in the name of that trust, then it's a worthless piece of paper, or many pages, actually.
Or just moving forward with signing the documents.
Yeah, that's right. A
oh
lot of times
gosh.
We've seen unsigned.
Oh,
I just had
gosh.
One the other day. I was doing a consulting job, as you know, up in the Great Northwest.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the guy's trust documentation.
You haven't
and
signed it.
Wasn't even executed.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, we'll be back with Lynn Rowe. Stick around, 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to chat. Emails at raylucia.com, RAYLUCIA.com. More with the Tiny Dancer right after this.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50 or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family, and you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC32.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back in action here on the Ray Lucia program with the tiny dancer herself, Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner. The American Council on Life Insurance did a retirement study assessing Americans' financial and retirement security just out, within the last several weeks. 65% of U.S. households are on track or nearly on track to be financially secure, which sort of flies in the face of some of the other studies that talk about the retirement crisis. Obviously, some 35% are not on track. But here's some of the responses that I gleaned from reading this study in my spare time.
Okay.
Households, and you'll love this one, households that consistently protect against risk are most likely to be financially secure. Go figure that.
Well, I mean, who's got the deepest pockets and who guarantees? Insurance companies, period.
So what they're saying here is if you are a responsible retiree and you pulled out the yellow tablet that we've talked about many times and list out all of those ugly risks on a piece of paper, and then you one by one address them to whatever extent you could or could afford to, your chances of retirement success go up dramatically. 80% of these households have life insurance. 73% have disability income insurance. Only 9% have long-term care insurance. Imagine how much better it would be if they had some form of long-term health care.
Absolutely. You know, Ray, it's a sad story. There's so many sad stories out there about people who have ended up becoming caregivers, family members. Kids, generally speaking, end up having to pitch in, and it's not all the kids, it's one. So it basically destroys their life. And, you know, for the few dollars that it costs to buy traditional long-term care insurance or the planning that it might take to take an asset that you probably you're never going to use in your lifetime, that rainy day money, and out of the left pocket, put it in the right pocket, and let the insurance company leverage it up to say four times what you put in if you need the care. And if you don't need the care, it comes back with some gain to the family. I mean, it's just kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, how do you say no to that?
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
This one I found fascinating too, both of these. Level of education does not determine financial security. Oh, it's the smart people that are financially secure. No, there's a lot of smart people that are pretty dumb when it comes to planning for their retirement. Many times, Lynn, they outsmart themselves.
Well, it's the experts. It's the experts in the field. It's the old cobbler's kid's shoes.
Income alone, they say, does not determine financial security. It's not only the smart people, but the rich people. It doesn't matter.
No.
You are plagued with the same kind of risks. And if you spend more money than you make, it doesn't matter if you make $300,000 a year, if you spend $400,000, you will not be financially secure.
It's just more zeros.
So on this subject of risk management, because that's really what they're talking about here, what are the primary risks when you sit down with a client that you start to manage with them? Which of those risks are affordable, and which are the ones you got to throw up your hands and say, well, you're just going to have to assume that risk yourself?
Wow, where do I begin? Well, first thing we do is we look at the assets to make sure, and their income needs at retirement to make sure they're lined up. I mean, do you have enough to produce the income that you need to supplement your Social Security and pension and so on? If so, great. If you have surplus, even better. We can take some of that money, as I was saying earlier, out of that left pocket, put it in the right pocket, and take care of the long-term care needs, and maybe even some additional influx of capital if you don't ever use the care, because it leverages up to more than you put in. But also we take a look at some other things, Ray. I mean, you've brought this up over the years. Simple things like when you own a rental property, little things like putting them in LLCs, making sure you have enough liability insurance. Then we look at the Medicare that they're working with, Medicare Supplement. Is it really the right plan for them?
Yeah, and you go through all of this, and it's not easy. I mean, because I've done it.
Yeah.
And it's not an easy exercise for the advisor. How much time do people need to spend with somebody like you to get this financial house in order? Be honest with me now.
Yeah.
Because
I know it's not
10 minutes.
It's a few hours. I mean, we got to go through the fact-finding process, get all the correct data. And then we look at each instances. What if, what's the best way to take care of it, get that taken care of, move on to the next one, until we've checked off all of the boxes. Once we've checked off all of the boxes, then it's a matter of maybe doing a review every couple of years, just like going to the doctor, for Pete's sake. You go back and get your physical checkup as opposed to your physical checkup.
So people spend hours upon hours planning out the perfect vacation.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go to St. Martin. It's going to be a really beautiful
right down
and
to
sunny.
What they put in the luggage.
And the hurricane comes, and I'm stuck in the hotel room not knowing if I'm going to live. So we plan out our vacations meticulously. But our lives and our legacy, not so much.
They just flip a coin and hope it's going to work out.
All right, Christine Benz, I said 72. She actually came up with 75 statistics. The ones that hit me the most, you talk about the most, and that is the caregiver. And the first one, because whenever I see the T word, trillion, it gets my attention. The estimated lost lifetime wages due to unpaid caregiving responsibilities, $3 trillion. Yeah. You think that you're going to take care of mom or dad when and if they get sick or need some kind of health care or long-term care? You're going to be paying for it through the nose.
Yeah, and here's the reality. You're still going to be involved in the caregiving process. Even with the professionals coming in, you're supervising, you're checking with mom or dad to find out if they're happy, they're comfortable, everything's okay. You know, you're still involved, but you're involved on a level where you can breathe. You can go home at night and get a decent night's rest. You can get things done in your life. You can spend time with the kids and the grandkids. Whereas if you are the caregiver, that's it. Your life is over.
46% of all caregivers who provide help to someone with Alzheimer's or dementia. So half of you will be dealing with an Alzheimer's or a dementia type patient. It's the most stressful thing you can imagine. It's great. It's wonderful.
You know.
I do know.
Yeah.
Because tonight is my night to take dear old dad out. And it's wonderful. I love being with him. Once a week, if I was there every day. And it's just for like an hour at dinner, 2 hours max.
Yeah.
Because you can only take so much of that.
That's right.
And then it drives you crazy because it tears at your heartstrings.
Well, you know, with a stranger who comes in, not a stranger, but somebody who is professional and is accustomed to this and has been trained in this, for them to hear that same old story for the 27th time, you know, they take it into account. A family member has heard it more than 27 times, I guarantee. And if they're the caregiver, it's like fingernails on a blackboard. And all they're doing is telling you something that's important to them.
Now, I want everybody to be selfish for just a second on this. All right. I want you to picture yourself being the caregiver in your family to that loved one. Picture yourself. Maybe you're in your 30s. Maybe you're still young. You're in your 30s or 40s, even your 50s. And your parents are still healthy enough for you to buy a long-term care insurance policy on them if they don't do it themselves.
Yes.
And I learned this from Lynn Rowe. If you want to be just a tiny bit selfish and protect your own life expectancy, you will somehow or another find the money, convince your loved ones to find the money, have them do a reverse mortgage or take out a loan yourself if you have to. To provide the money needed, the income needed to cover the cost of somebody else doing the caregiving, because your life expectancy is likely to be shorter than the person for whom you are giving the care.
And the quality of life of your kids and grandkids is dramatically different. Here's the thing. Ray's absolutely right. You need to muscle up. They took care of you all those years, and I know that you don't want to step on their toes, and you don't want to offend them, and you don't want to make them feel like you're telling them what to do, but go to them and say from your heart, I need to do this for my family. I need to make sure that we've got some protection on you. Let's set up a plan. I'll pay for it. The kids and I will pay for it. So let's do this.
This is a family meeting time, and I think it's a really, really well-deserved time that all of you, the entire family, will really appreciate. It's probably one of the most important decisions ever in financial and retirement planning. And the person that can sit around that table with you, or at least on the phone, I want my LTC.net. Lynn Rowe, she's a certified financial planner and exclusively works in this and the insurance field. 877-270-3127. I want my LTC.net. Nothing more critically important than getting this area of your retirement planning done. Thank you, Lynn.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back again. A special thank you to Lynn Rowe, Certified Financial Planner. She really is the top-notch long-term care specialist that you can find anywhere, probably in this entire country. And she gave up her entire financial planning, investment management business to focus specifically on this pre- and post-retirement health care and life insurance issue. You really need to get a hold of her or someone like her that can do the job. And that is their area of expertise. I think I know a lot about it. I've studied it, but she's the person I still rely on. I want my LTC.net is how you get a hold of her. I want my LTC.net. Okay, I think it's time for us to do some emails. So hit it, fellas. All right, Annie or Ann, I can never figure out. A-N-N-E, I guess it's Ann. I'm retiring in 5 years at age 62. My broker wants me to buy a laddered bond portfolio with income starting when I retire. The balance of my money is to be actively managed for a fee of 1.75%. What do you think? Well, I think the strategy is sound. I think it's very, very sound. Now, we can talk about fees till we're blue in the face. I have discussed this in the past. 1.75% is maybe on the high side of average for someone doing the money management. If that's all inclusive, meaning they're just not getting paid 1.75% for running the money, but they're also engaging with you several times a year, answering your retirement questions, being there for you with their financial planning department, their tax department, helping you make decisions, and it's well worth it. It's well worth it. If they're working on asset location, asset allocation, retirement distribution and withdrawal strategies, if they're following what I've called in the past best practices in retirement and financial planning, they're probably adding 2, 3, 4% per year in added value. At least that's what the studies are telling us. So you don't have to take my word for it. Having done it, though, I can tell you for a fact, if all they did was be a sounding board and coached you into keeping your powder dry and not doing, you know, market timing and trading and all that stuff, just saying, hey, Charlie, just hang on, Sloopy, it's going to happen. It's all going to turn around, because it always does. It always does. If that's all they did, they're worth the 1.75%. But if all they're doing is putting you into a bunch of mutual funds and you never hear from them again, then they're closet indexing, and then it's not worth it. Okay, so it's really important that you establish a relationship with someone that you will listen to And if not, go do it yourself, because you can do it yourself a lot cheaper. Jonathan is next. How much of my portfolio should be invested in alternatives besides stocks and bonds? I'm 66 and retired with a 60K pension, pension and Social Security combined. Well, I don't know, Jonathan. It's hard for me to make an assessment here because you've already got 60 grand coming in. That's a nice base of income. When we talk about our alternative strategies in a portfolio, I'm fine with 20-25%. Just keep one thing or more than one thing in mind. Alternative strategies like hedge funds, like real estate and so forth, typically are not liquid, at least not instantly liquid. That's what makes them good. But what makes them good also makes them bad. Bad if you want to trade in and out of them. Good because you can't trade in and out of them. Because an illiquid investment forces you into keeping your powder dry. Now, I like real estate. I think real estate is the best alternative strategy. Although I read about most of the different ones, from market neutral funds to hedge funds to private equity to private debt. And frankly, I can find stuff I like in every single one of them. And perhaps you should explore with a competent financial advisor the risks and the potential for returns. Real estate's a lot easier to understand. Most of us own a home, and most of us either have rental property or we've dreamed of having rental property. And most of us know if you put enough money down on a piece of property and you charge a person enough rent, and that person is a qualified renter and gives you a security deposit or whatever you need, talking to your property manager, that in the long run, you're using other people's money to pay down a mortgage while the property, for the most part, will appreciate. Doesn't always, but most of the time over very long time periods, it does. And that turns out to be a very excellent investment. Why? Because unlike a stock, it doesn't experience day-to-day extreme volatility. Also, unlike a stock where you can go to the market and just sell it anytime you want, as I said, it's illiquid, forcing you to stay in for the long term. But, and there's a big one here, you need to have staying power. You need to have cash in the bank. You need to have a bunch of insurances. You need to have somebody that can do the appropriate property management if you can't, and I can tell you most of you cannot. It's worth 5 or 6% of the rental income to hire somebody that screens the tenants, that collects the rents, that fixes the toilets, that does whatever needs to be done with the property. And because you've used leverage, you put, 20% down on a $200,000 investment property. So you've got $40,000 that's tied up $200,000 of real estate. If that real estate appreciates 5%, 5% on $200,000 is $10,000. That's a 25% return. That's how you make money in real estate. In addition to that, you've got the rental income. If there's positive cash flow, that adds to that return. In addition to that, if you have a fully amortized loan, you're paying the loan down with other people's money. That builds more equity. That adds to your return. All of a sudden, you've got a nice double-digit gain. Take a third of it, put it away for the rainy day, and have the rest as, more cash flow and in your investment portfolio for more retirement income later on. Pretty simple. Hire somebody that knows what they're doing. I'm out of time. God, make it a great day, folks. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.